USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the nation's COVID-19 death toll nears 70,000, President Trump will be heading to Arizona today for one of the only trips he's made outside the White House in weeks because of the pandemic. He'll be at a Honeywell Aerospace plant that's now making N95 masks for first responders. In Flint, Michigan, three people charged with first-degree murder for the shooting death of a Family Dollar store security guard on Friday after he tried to enforce an order that all patrons wear masks. Prosecutors say he died after confronting Charmel Teague because her daughter wasn't wearing a mask, as Governor Gretchen Whitmer has ordered.
One of the black males started yelling at Munnerlyn about disrespecting his wife. The other black male then walks up to Munnerlyn and shoots Munnerlyn.
Teague is already in custody while the two men involved in the incident remain at large. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.